Again, Rabbi Yechonon Amar Afelo Nemo. Even here also, Nami have Yad. It's also considered a Yad. Yes, Rabbi Yechonon gets Rabbi Yechonon is the one that said. Even a hair is also considered a yad. It says, or you have the skin. You have skin of a mace and it has a kazayas basar on it. Someone touches the tziv. Rashi says that's chuta basar. You touch a strand of meat hanging out from it. Someone touches the meat. Or else the sour, the hair, shekineg, that's just the opposite, the side of this meat, tomei, they become tomei. So my love isn't the mishum yad, so see, even the hair of the meat is also like a yad. So more says, my mishum shemer, it's talking about the din shemer, not also yad. So that's the question of mi yiko shemer, agabi shemer, like is there a shemer, type of a shemer, like the chur, first of all, their skin over the meat. So that's the shemer of the meat, is the skin. And then you have the hair coming out from the skin. So what's a shemer? It's a shemer. Tzmor says no. Kechulei mechalcho. Pshat is the hair goes straight through the skin. So it penetrates through. Versus the manikav name liyor. Like the hair goes through the skin. The yor touches the meat. So it's not called the shemer. Gabi shemer. But it's called that the hair itself is like protecting the meat itself. The hair itself goes to the meat. So what's the question? If so, how could you ever write film on parchment on skin? Since the hair that goes through the skin, you tell me it makes a hole through the skin, so the skin is never called complete, it has a lot of holes in it. So how could you ever write film on the parchment? So he forgot, hold the yam of my robe, that they said in the Eretz Yisrael. That's why we learned that kol nekev, any type of a hole, shadiyoy oivrolov, if the hole in the skin is so small that when you write with your pen and the ink, it just goes over, your pen doesn't get stuck in the hole, it just goes over the hole, ain't a nekev, that's not called a nekev. Technami, these hairs that penetrate through, the holes are so small, that's not called a nekev. The boy something else could be kulu mishum yad. No, about this hair is not talking about a shim shemer, but it's talking about a din yad. So it's the chutz akash and reshlokish. So the mokad yom rabbi loi b'meloi shebein hamloyim. So achinami b'neino shebein hanem. Talking about the hairs in between the hairs. You will still see what that means. Because yom rabbi loi what b'meloi shebein hamloyim. A lot of things stuck together. We'll still see what that is. So achinami also b'neino shebein hamloyim. With a lot of hairs together. If you have a lot of hairs together, that is maskim it's a dinyad. If you have a lot of them together, one by itself is not. When you have a lot of them together, then he agrees, it's considered like a yad. Yeah. The son says, it's much like this. Ve'ech yitmud rabbi lo, we don't know is aloha. Oh, not like this. Ma'loyi shebesh shebolim. That's like the hair that's sticking out of the stalks. Yerashi says, zok and in the top hair like shel shebolos of the stalks. Stalks of corn that has hairs on top of it. So ma'loyi shebesh shebolim etamoyim. Or metamim, yes, the mekabotum, they give off to mevin starfin, but not mestarf to the pre itself, to make it into a kebetza. The question is, maloy lamachosa, what do you need it for? What do you use it for? What was it do here? Why is it bringing to them all together? As on this segment, look, shechsen boy, when you hold it, it falls off. So it's not called the yad either. On merebeloy, the maloy shebet him luyim, means there's a lot of hair together. See, if you can hold on to it, that brings up the pre, therefore it's called the yad for the pre. You see, if you have a lot of them together, you can hold on to it, or bring up the pre, or bring up the shibolus, so it is called the yad. See, also, usually a hair, you can't pick up the meat with the hair, or just pull off. If you have a lot of hair together, then you pull it by the hair, or bring it up. So therefore, as loch of the yad. Lishnachrina, another pshat, Izumar says, Lishnachrina, Armelo Ochinami, Hokinami Mistavra. Timi Shem Shemer. Talking about that's a Shemer over here, this yad. Like we said before, the hair. And the hair goes straight through and touches the basar. Because the Yisagabai, if you want to tell me Mishum Yad goes on Mishum Yad, so the question is, Nei Machas Lamai Chosi. What can you do with one hair? With one hair, you can't pick up the meat. Why should it be called a Yad? So when it says yes, Kad Yom Rabbeloi, Bimloi Shebenem Luyim. When you have a lot of hairs coming out of the stalks, that you can pick up the fruit with it. the vegetable with it. His Achadamir also, B'nei and we have a lot of hairs together, then you can pick up the meat holding the hairs. Therefore, the hair is called the yad. Now, Vech Yitma, the quantity is was to say over again, Vech Yitma, the Rebbe learned, B'lo is Allah, ha does not be learned. Ha-Miloi Shebeshebolim. If you have again this the hair coming out of the stalks, mitamun mitamin. It's mitam, it has look like the yan, it's mitam, it brings in, takes out tumor. But the aim staff is not mitarfin. So the question is again, maloy, lamachos, what can you use the maloy for? You can't pick it up or fall off. Or maloy, the maloy, sheban, and maloy, when you have a lot of it, these fuzz of sticking out from the stalks. You have a lot together, pick up the stalk. And here also, when you have a lot of hair together, it would be called the yad, you could pick it up. Therefore, it has a din of tumah mishum yad, and not mishum shayma. Yeah. So for kama good, both according to Biyachon and according to Rish Lakish. All right, you'll stop here.